All right, so let's move on to Homeless Lisa.
Okay.
All right. Who is here at the radio station. The story on this chick is, a couple of days ago, I know we've been on a good streak of getting effed up people calling the show.
Yes.
Right. Calling while they're enjoying some adult beverages. So she calls up and she says, I'm drunk and I'm homeless. I'm living in my car.
Right.
I start my job at Home Depot on Friday. We ask her to come by. We really don't think she's going to do it. As it turns out, the chick does show up.
She's just like you and me.
She's homeless. That's what this song is about.
She's homeless.
Okay, so she comes down. We have a brief pseudo-argument with the de facto general manager. They decide that it's okay for her to spend the night in our office as long as a station employee is barricaded outside the door so nothing bad happens to her.
Guarding her.
Now, where is Joshua Tree, who did the guarding last night?
Oh, John.
Let's bring in Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree, John.
Slept in the hall. Pictures on the website.
So here he is, and then we'll find out what happened. Lisa. Hi there now. Have you showered, son?
I did. I got to shower this morning.
Feeling a little gamey when you woke up this morning after your little night on the sleeping bag?
I could taste saliva. My hair was greasy, and the first person I saw was Jeff Hedges.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow. That's always a treat.
That's like a nightmare.
Good morning.
Here you go. There's from Mike, there's cash.
Thank you.
And from me, of course, there's the incredible bouncing check.
Fantastic.
So run to the bank as fast as you possibly can with that.
Yeah, see, we pay in advance for this.
Thank you.
Now, we're paying Josh $100 a night to sleep on the floor and guard homeless Lisa. Can you tell us, what did you cats do last night?
Last night.
Oops, I'm sorry. There you go, Josh.
Last night, we watched American Idol at 8. Mm-hmm. I'll never see that hour again. then we basically watched TV until around midnight.
Now, did you guys eat the food that Mike's restaurant sent over?
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Look around,
more than
cafe.
You enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah.
So what, you watched TV till midnight?
Yeah, till around midnight at 12:30.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I enjoyed her company. I had a nice time.
Good.
How did the evening end? I mean, did you break it up? Did she break it up? She said, well, I think that's about it. I'm a little, or did you say, I've got to get to my sleeping bag.
I've got to go to my place.
I mean, in a way, she can sit there and watch TV after
all night.
You know, after you turn in.
Pretty.
Did she kick you out of her bedroom?
Well, she was yawning and asked for Advil, so I sort of took that as a hint.
Oh, Advil.
It was time for me
now,
to...
And we'll have her here in a second.
Good.
So you watch TV with her for about 4 hours. You guys have dinner. You talk. She wants the Advil. So the door to the office shuts.
Yeah.
Explain to me what's going through your mind at midnight or 12:30, whatever time it is, when you realize that it's not a joke and that you're really going to have to sleep on the cat urine smelling floor in a sleeping bag out front our office.
That's when the fun wore off. Right then.
Now, what about through the overnight hours? Did the skeleton staff allow you to sleep?
Yeah, well, that wasn't the problem. Wasn't that they wouldn't let me sleep? It's that I couldn't have slept anyway. I mean, you got the fluorescent lights on the whole time. The floor.
Well, is there any way you could knock those lights off, or you didn't know where they were?
Did we give you the sleeping mask?
He has a mask.
Yeah, I had the mask, but you know, I mean, the humming of the lights, and you can see through that thing anyway.
Couldn't turn them off.
And
the humming of the lights,
and you constantly hearing sporting news radio. Constantly
puts me to sleep.
Hearing Jim Talamante give me the same sporting news flash over and over and over again.
Conservatively, what would you guess your total amount of sleep time was?
Good question, Mike.
I woke up and then fell back asleep every 15 minutes.
Oh wow.
Only three more nights to go.
Only three. You had mentioned something. We were speaking outside of the studio where you're curious about this woman. You said something along the lines of you want to get as much information as possible.
Yeah, I was saying I just want to learn as much as I can. For one thing, it's interesting to find out how somebody gets homeless.
Right.
And two, I figure if I'm going to be spending as much time as I am with somebody, I feel like I should know them well enough to win at the newlywed game.
Right.
So now, I want to
see. I think that's noble. I think that's great.
Yeah. Without putting the cart in front of the horse, could you see yourself at the end of the week saying to her, "Well, we went through this experience. Maybe we should go to TGI McGillicuddy's and have some nachos."
No.
Already? No. You've already determined that?
She's really nice, but she's just a different person. I mean, she lives all the way out in Warrenton, I think, or that's where she plans on living. So.
And did you, I'm not going to put words to your mouth, but I'm just going to kind of between the lines. Was there something that you noticed that there's something that there's an unanswered, there are a lot of unanswered questions about her, right?
Well, I tried.
I mean, you tried to fish and she wasn't giving up a lot of it.
Like toss some of them out. Like
I tried to find out how somebody winds up homeless.
Yes, good.
And somebody who's got family in the area. Like, how does that happen? How does your family not want you in the house?
Well, I think she said that she has an effed up family, right?
Yeah, she had said that she's a bit, it's a bit of an estranged situation. But I would imagine that would cause me to pry. Did you pry a little bit more?
I pried as much as I could before I realized I think she was just kind of getting irritated with the question.
Okay.
And, you know, I got two more nights to go, so I'm in no rush.
Yeah, don't wear out your welcome.
And before we call Lisa, please don't tell me that you also think you saw a ghost last night.
Well, I didn't see a ghost, but I definitely heard something that didn't make me happy at all.
Really?
Yeah. What was that, Joshua?
Well, what happened was, first I couldn't fall asleep because of the lights and all that kind of stuff, so I wanted to read a book. And I couldn't find a book, so the only thing I could find was the biography of Ronald Reagan.
Hey.
Wow, that's good read.
That was a little dry.
Something left over from someone's office, perhaps?
Perhaps, Brother Michael.
Right.
So I'm reading that, and I'm trying to fall asleep, and I keep hearing these sounds of people walking around. So I come into the studio to see if the board off, the overnight board off Mike Spouse, see if he's still here. And he's in the studio. He's sitting down. He's doing his thing. There are no people in the building.
When you say sounds of people walking, like legitimate footsteps?
Like not, I think that's a footstep. That is a footstep. Whose footstep is that?
Upstairs, downstairs, on the same level?
It was downstairs, but you couldn't really tell where it was coming from.
Oh, my God.
Now, Joe, here he comes. Well, he's our resident expert on this.
Joe, who maintains he's seen a Civil War guy walk through the wall. What, Joey?
Let the boy speak.
Okay, so, Joe, is this so far maybe matching up with things you've had happen? Did you hear footsteps?
Well, I had constant feelings of being followed down the hallways whenever I was doing overnight. So go ahead, though. I'm going to leave. I love it.
Joe's excited.
Several
Joe
people.
Joe is excited.
It's Wednesday, Joe.
So after I checked to see if Mike was still here in the studio and doing his thing and he wasn't walking around the office.
This is the overnight guy.
Yeah, the overnight guy. I then started to hear multiple footsteps starting to get in step together, like marching sounds.
Mm-hmm. Civil War soldiers.
So then I heard the marching sounds for about 5 or 10 seconds, then it stopped.
Come in, William Castle.
I love this.
The producer of this motion picture has a question for you.
What's the question?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Okay.
So really like sounds of marching?
Yeah, it was distinct. I wasn't...
Like...
Well, maybe. It started like 1 foot just going, walking in a regular pace. And then
maybe they were
two,
bugs.
And then four.
Maybe they were little bugs that were on your scalp. You know, all the little ticks we have around the station.
You know, with all the thing about Lisa and being homeless, this still does fascinate me a little bit. And wasn't there one more person other than Joe that claimed they'd seen?
Been at least three, maybe more people who've heard things or seen things in this building.
It should be pointed out that directly across from the radio station, and I'm going to go read it in the next break, is one of those old Civil War signs they have. Right.
Hold on. Mike, I'm sorry.
But that's okay. No, that's fine. That's almost done.
Here now from her car in the parking lot where she's living during business hours, here is Homeless Lisa. Hi, Homeless Lisa.
Hi, Don.
Hi there, honey. How did you enjoy last night?
Fine.
How did you sleep?
I had a bunch of weird dreams and it was really hot. But
you know what? Why don't you come on in?
There's no need. Come on in.
Josh, hold on, Lisa.
Hang on, Lisa.
I just hung up on her.
Hang on.
Why don't you just go to the fire exit and get her?
All right, I'll get her.
Okay, thank you.
No need to chat with her while she's sitting out in the parking lot.
We can bring her in for a second. That doesn't break any rule of her being homeless for her to come in for a couple of seconds.
I don't think for a second that Joshua Tree is making this thing up about the march.
He's not the first.
Really? And I mean, I look forward. I'm going to look forward to the report about Lisa as much as I'll look forward to the report about the ghost.
Yeah, one bullet shot, JFK.
This is the fright break. You hear that sound?
What's that?
It's the sound of a heartbeat. A frightened, terrified heart.
Joshua Tree.
Is it beating faster than your heart?
Yes, it is.
Or slower?
It's faster than my heart.
This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds.
Okay.
To allow anyone to leave this theater, who is too frightened to see the end of the picture.
Now's your chance.
Picture.
10 seconds more, and we go into the house.
Get out. Get out.
Go into the
now
house.
Now or never.
Run.
Five, four.
Three.
You're a brave audience. 2, 1.
And
hey, that's how you do it. Here she comes.
Here she is now.
Hi, Lisa.
Homeless Lisa.
Okay.
First, you look nice. You look showered and cleaned up. You got your
Thank
hair
you.
Down today. You look nice.
Thank you very much. Okay.
What would you like to
okay,
get off your chest?
Obviously, you have something to say.
No, just Joshua Tree is very nice. You know, I followed him around like a puppy all night because that's the rules.
Right. Sure.
And,
go ahead.
You know, I answer questions to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. And,
was he too inquisitive for you, Lisa?
No,
did he pepper you with questions?
Just, he was not content with any answer that I had to give.
Well, that's a good thing.
He said, so why is it that you're homeless? And I said, yeah, but why? And I was like, dude, American Idol's on. Let's just watch it.
You probably didn't want to wallow in your circumstance.
Well, no. I mean, there's some things that, you know, I don't know.
Some things you don't want to keep to yourself, right?
Right.
Okay.
Did he piss you off?
No, he didn't piss me off.
Good.
Until just now when I was listening to him in my car.
Now, what made you angry? What did he say that made you angry now, Lisa?
Well, no. I don't want to have nachos with you either. Yacht.
Oh, that part.
This is good. You know what? I'm hearing? Are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing?
No.
Might seem like it's tense, but it's not tense.
Sure. What is it?
It's good tension.
No, we had a good time,
good tension.
We watched TV, and we were both very tired like old people, and we had a good time. But, you know, I'll answer questions. I'm sorry if I didn't give you the answers that you wanted.
You know what the good news is?
I don't know. It wasn't like Jerry Springer in Don's office.
Three
you know?
More beautiful nights together.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to certainly make
nights.
This right. Now, you strike me as somebody that might just clam up on old Josh here. Keep the lines of communication open.
It's her prerogative. He is simply her bodyguard.
This is
right?
true.
She does not have to date him.
She could conceivably shut the door on him and watch television herself.
And as a matter of fact, Lisa, if you like, he can be your boy toy, meaning, you know, if you say, you know, Mama wants some Slim Jims.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to go to 7-Eleven. You say, Mama wants some water. He's got to do. You say, Mama's got to go to the bathroom.
Doesn't he violate his prime directive, though? Isn't he supposed to shadow her?
She'd have to go with him.
What that would mean is that she would have to get in the back of his car, sit in the back, in the trunk.
In the way back, yeah.
In the trunk.
Do you know, there's no reason these two crazy kids can't, you know, it's not like they have to stay here.
Right.
I mean, this is where they sleep, but they can, you know, perhaps, you know, every good couple needs a night out.
Well, now, you should know that we did give Lisa the prerogative, excuse me, I just want people to know, we did give her the prerogative saying you're not under lockdown.
Right,
that
right.
If she wants to, oh, now, don't touch her, Joshua.
I touched him first.
Oh, well, then excuse me, kids.
Sure. Not like that. I pushed him, and then he grabbed me. Mm-hmm.
We told Lisa, if you go squirrely, of course, you can get in your car and leave for a while, do what you want to do, come back, just as long as you're here
right.
in the building, he has to be your protector.
Exactly.
Right? During non-business hours.
And he was very nice. He took me upstairs to get coffee, and I had a headache, and he took me to get aspirin.
Right.
And I got lost and disoriented, and he showed me. And actually, I just wanted to say, ladies, if you're listening, he's a gentleman. Every time, and it happened about probably 17 times that he opened a door for us to go somewhere, he always let me go in first.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So he is a nice person.
He's trying to get in your pants.
No, I don't think that's true, but all right.
That's another reason you got three more nights to enjoy each other's company.
Very true. Oh, hold on a second. We have friends of yours calling in, I think. Homeless Lisa. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Amy. I went to high school with Lisa.
Amy.
You called yesterday, didn't you, Amy?
I didn't call. I emailed.
You emailed.
Oh,
right.
She emailed yesterday. Oh, so this is like a reunion for
you.
Yes. Yes, it is, except we don't have to go on some cheesy reality show.
Oh, that's right. You're on a cheesy radio show instead.
Oh, no, not never. This one. I love this one.
Oh, thank you.
So are you...
We grew up with Don and Mike. We were all Don and Mike groupies in high school.
Are you surprised that Lisa... No offense, Lisa. Are you surprised she's homeless?
Yeah, I really am. I mean, everybody kind of loses track after you graduate, but... I mean, she was a great girl in school, great grades, you know, good friends. Hello.
What the hell happened?
Mm-hmm. What the hell happened? Well, I think that's what Josh was trying to find out last night with his incredible, persistent questioning.
Well, tell us
about Inquisition.
You, Amy, your current situation. Are you living in some sort of sprawling mansion that might have a free east wing available?
Are you in a
I don't know about an east wing, but my husband and I are happy to offer a room to Lisa. In fact, my husband would like to get her a job, too, if she would like.
Well, right now it's the Home Depot that she's looking at. Do you got a better offer for her?
Well, he works at King Distributors, and they distribute Budweiser beer.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Run. Get it. Grab it. Really.
I know. That's what I'm... Yeah.
Absolutely.
I
mean, it's goodbye, Home Depot.
It does.
I love you, Home Depot.
But you still got to stay here at least through Friday because you need a place to live, and we want to know what happens to you.
And I love that couch.
How did you... Yeah. Hold on there, Amy. We'll leave you on hold so you
I love
can,
you, Amy.
You can talk to Lisa. Mm. How did you sleep in our office?
How did I
sleep? I mean, did you sleep well? Did you have uncomfortable night's sleep?
No, it was the couch was very comfortable. Mm. I had my sleeping bag that my friend let me borrow about a month ago when this all went down, and it was fine. I had some really crazy dreams. Don and Mike dreams.
Tell us your dreams.
I don't really remember. There was somebody had red eyes. I don't know, but I had a. I had a. That sounds kind of creepy, doesn't it?
Red
but
eyes.
But no, I had a very good night's sleep.
Tell us about your dreams.
I can't remember.
Buzz, I don't think that's why.
Oh, I thought maybe she Buzz was doing talking about me.
Buzz had the red eyes.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, no.
Right.
No,
oh, because Buzz smoked so much weed. Okay. What this
were they red eyes like bloodshot eyes, or were they red eyes like
demon?
Demon eyes.
Ah,
okay. All right.
I don't think it was you guys. I don't. Maybe it was Joshua Tree. I don't remember. But I had a lovely night's sleep.
Oh, my
and,
God.
One point, though, there was some banging on the walls.
Oh, hold on. You heard stuff, too?
I did. But if he thinks it's, like, Civil War soldiers marching, he's, like, retarded because it was banging on the walls and banging. And I thought, okay, maybe the trash guys are here, whatever.
Can I make a suggestion? And would you humor me with this? If we have, like, a digital audio tape recorder?
Sure,
if you hear something, Josh, could you...
just roll it?
You know, just roll tape. Maybe both of you two, if you hear something, get him to
What did you think it was, Lisa?
Well, I just thought it was, you know, the trash guys or just angry employees banging on the wall.
Look who's here now.
Look who's here.
Oh, my God.
This is a crazy place to be.
Look who's here now.
This is like a Broadway.
It's everybody. You know, I'm a famous film star, Robert De Niro.
Robert? Oh, he didn't like that.
Mailman.
You've never heard that one before.
Yeah, yeah.
There is Robert Mailman.
Oh, a big hug.
Now, Bob Mailman is really quite an exquisite chef.
Yes, he is.
Bobby, say hi to Lisa.
How you doing, Lisa?
Now, Bob, Lisa, in case you don't know, Bob is really, even though we kid him, a good guy.
I know.
Trust him implicitly.
Right.
What did you bring by today, Bobby?
Step up to the microphone, Robert, so we can hear you.
I bought some breakfast foods. We got some
Cinnamon Cheerios.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Not open. Not open.
Not open.
We got some oatmeal in case she's trying to watch her weight.
I'm
just saying. And I'm kind of sad because I bought ham and cheese for her.
Yeah.
But I got hungry at the post office.
Yeah.
And I dipped. So it's still fresh.
See, you got the condiments and everything.
Yeah,
there.
The little hot mustard.
Ooh, wow.
And I bought her some plates.
Some paper plates. Okay.
And we got hot soup.
Hot soup.
Oh, she needs hot water. So she can get that upstairs.
All right, very good.
And we got... the stuff that I've been eating since I got my teeth pulled.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. You don't need a can opener because you can just flip it over.
Where did you get this soup?
What
brand name is this?
It's like
7-Eleven.
Paldo Hot and Spicy Noodle from Yuchang.
Giant fresh lasagna in my car.
Yeah, and you brought a fresh lasagna.
Fresh lasagna for tonight.
Now look at this.
Is it cheaper?
And hold on, what else?
Here's dessert, fruit cups.
Fruit cups.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Now, would you, Lisa, how would you feel about having dinner with Robert tonight?
I would feel wonderful about it.
Wonderful.
That's not going to happen. I bought the lasagna, and I'm just going to leave it for her.
Oh, you don't want to stay and watch TV tonight with her?
I have to work tonight.
Oh, you got to work
tonight? Remember, I got three jobs.
You got three
I got to go through the government.
Oh,
how much? How much bling on today? Let me count.
About
one,
7,
two,
000,
three,
about 7,
four. I'm just counting the rings. One, two, three, four,
seven,
five,
seven rings,
seven rings,
gold chains,
7 grand.
You know,
hey, you give a Mr. T for a run for his money with
hey,
those chains.
Starter kit, but I just thought it'd be a nice gesture.
Oh,
you guys
have
done
nice.
So much for me over the years, and I really, you know, I appreciate it.
Oh, Bob, it's
and
very
there is
nice.
Some damage control from my last appearance.
don't sweat your failed stand up routine.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing by the food for Lisa.
Yeah.
And maybe some night this week, you know, you two could get together.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I was just pointing out the noodle soup that he got.
After this bit is done.
Well, what?
If she needs, like, a night at a hotel, I'll pay for it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because, I mean, what was that movie where the white kid got killed? It was a Pass It On. Remember the movie about...
Pay It Forward.
Play It Forward. You do something nice to somebody else.
That's right.
You get rewarded by not...
Trust me, that doesn't work.
No, but you guys have been wonderful to me for the last 6 years. And
so much going on in here.
Entertained me so many years.
You're too nice, Robert. Yeah, now see, look at this, Joshua.
Fresh lasagna and garlic bread, and I'm bringing that in too.
Ooh. Nice.
All right, well, maybe tomorrow night you can have a party with Robert.
Okay.
Yeah, I might come back too.
All right, very good.
She's looking forward to it.
What? I have to say something.
What's that?
I didn't know homeless white women existed. So, I had to come see for myself.
That's, right.
You know, that's one animal I've never seen, but she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she really ain't got no reason to be homeless, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You hook up with the right brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a nice condo, you know.
Here I was thinking he was just doing it out of the goodness of his heart.
Oh, no, know? It's not. It's all about his penis.
You getting a phone call, Robert?
I have to go.
Okay. Oh, you all have right. to go. All right.
Thank
see you later.
You, Robert.
Bye,
Robert.
Thank you for the food.
That's his move, incidentally. He gets the cell phone call.
Very nice.
You know, very good.
Famous
I like
actor.
The can of Boyardee.
Mm-hmm.
Robert
mm-hmm.
De Niro. There he is. He brought all kinds of food
that
for
was
you.
Very nice.
All right, Joshua. He is going to be he will be her rival for your affections.
Robert?
Yeah.
It sounds to me, Josh, like you got one evening to kind of make this right, because the following night when Robert the Angry Mailman gets involved, you know, he is an aggressive lover. He truly is.
I'm not the town pump. I keep saying that.
No,
we
no,
understand.
Just, you'll have a nice time, a nice night of conversating with Bob Mailman.
Right. And you're going to follow up, Lisa, on that deal with your friend and find out if anything's going on with
she's
that, too.
On hold.
All right, that's good. She's still on hold.
So she's on line one. Anything we can do for you at all? Are you set? Anything you need at all, Lisa, for tonight?
No, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
But thank you.
If there is anything, you tell Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Joshua...
You know, Joshua, you do have a little cash in your pocket now, so if you two want to, like, take a, you know, drive down the street to, you know, the old billiard hall down there, you know, grab a little cocktail, perhaps, you know?
Especially considering the standard that was set by Robert today. I think I can beat him.
Oh, I like that. Already a little competition. Very good.
All right. Well, Lisa, it's great seeing you again. You look good. You look good and clean. You look shower. I mean that's
right.
A compliment. You're a homeless lady living in your car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You look good. Thank you for letting us see what it's like to be homeless.
Very good.
And we'll get back to your car.
All right, both of you, get
all
out
right,
of here.
I'm back.
All right, see you later.
Okay. And bye, Joshua Tree.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, bye.
See you guys.
Enjoy
I
yourself.
I got one last question for Joshua Tree.
Okay.
I was curious when the other DJs come in. Like, for instance, when the junkies came in the morning and you're sleeping and you got stepped on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got stepped on and I scared Lisa. I scared the junkies. I scared their producers.
Did you sound like a cat?
No, I just saw them just grab their chest. Like, really, like, they got scared. But when the overnight board op came in, it was as if I wasn't there.
Oh, really?
Like, he just walked over me like it was nothing.
Yeah, that's the work ethic.
He's used to that.
Yep.
I know that, you know, if Mike and I were doing the morning show and we walked in and there was some guy sleeping in front of an office, you know what it would be? It would be, I'd say to Mike, you want to take the front or the back? It would be legs and arms, and it would be literally a one, two, three, swing him in the dumpster.
Right out to the dumpster where there would be waiting authorities. That's how that would work. But record the Civil War steps.
All right, well, I'll get a recorder.
Yeah. And I'm going to find out about that, what went on around this ground here.
Give him that thing that we send Joe out with.
His mobile news gathering unit?
Yeah, give him that tape recorder.
Okay.
You know, and if you get some real sounds, we'd be glad to hear them on the air tomorrow. Okay, now get out.
All right, thanks, guys.
Now get out. Bye, Joshua Tree. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
There he is. He's the bodyguard.
That's right.
Enjoy that lasagna.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.